USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced today that anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes must isolate themselves starting on Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland and Virginia will not be on the list. The order will be in effect through October. There are more than 4 million COVID-19 cases in the United States. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. The milestone comes as Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is warning 11 major cities to take immediate action.
We hope that everybody is following this and making sure they're being aggressive about mitigation efforts.
The death toll in the U.S. has topped 145,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The European Union's chief negotiator says it's possible that a trade deal with the United Kingdom will not be achieved by the end of the year. The BBC reports Michel Barnier says the two sides are still far apart.
The UK did not show a willingness to break the deadlock. By its current refusal to commit the condition of open and fair competition and to a balanced agreement on fishery, the UK makes a trade agreement at this point unlikely.
There are some glimmers of hope. The UK will seek a simpler deal as opposed to several individual ones, and negotiators are closer to an agreement on a limit to the role of the European Court of Justice. Voters in the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016. The country just got around to formally doing it last January. The Dow was down 182 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Florida man faces felony charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a shopper at Walmart who asked him to wear a mask. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department says 28-year-old Vincent Scavetta was charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and improper exhibition of a firearm following the July 12th incident. Top airlines are facing huge quarterly losses. Here's USA's John Hunt.
Two major airlines reported huge second quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Earlier, Delta Airlines reported a $5.7 billion loss. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
McDonald's will require customers to wear face coverings starting in August and will add protective panels in its restaurants. The fast food chain joins other corporate giants like Walmart, Kroger's, and Starbucks, who have previously announced their own mask mandates at their locations. Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are suing over paparazzi photos of their toddler son, Archie. The suit was filed in California, where the family relocated after stepping back from the British royal family back in January. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.